Streaming on WRJN, sponsored by the UW Organ and Tissue Donation Center. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The United Nations Secretary General says it does not go far enough, but richer countries have agreed to help poorer ones to deal with the impacts of climate change. The BBC's Eileen McHugh has the latest.
The UN Climate Summit in Azerbaijan has staved off a collapse with a last-minute agreement that richer countries will raise their climate finance contribution to $300 billion a year by 2035 to support poorer countries. The figure falls far short of what underdeveloped countries, particularly the Pacific nations, most vulnerable to rising sea levels, had demanded.
President-elect Donald Trump continues to announce key appointments to his cabinet, including an important pick for Secretary of the Treasury. CBS's Christian Benavides reports from West Palm Beach, Florida, where Trump's transition team is working to fill more key positions to his new administration.
Trump announced Brooke Rollins, his former domestic policy advisor, is who he wants as Agriculture Secretary. Dr. Jeanette Neshiwat, a Fox News medical contributor, was announced as Trump's pick for U.S. Surgeon General. Former Congressman Dr. Dave Weldon will get the nomination to run the Centers for Disease Control, along with John Hopkins surgeon Dr. Marty Makary as Food and Drug Administration Commissioner.
CBS's Katrina Coffin says Brooke Rollins was not the only name floated for the USDA position.
It was widely expected that he might actually choose Kelly Loeffler, who was previously a Georgia senator and has also been very close to Trump. She's particularly been really supportive of him during the case in Georgia as well against him, that election interference case.
AAA says it expects nearly 80 million people will make a trip 50 miles or more this holiday season, and gas prices could fall below the $3 national average this week, as our transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleave reports.
AAA expects another record. Nearly 72 million will drive, with traffic hitting holiday peaks starting Tuesday. But they'll be making that trek for less, as gas prices are about 23 cents less than last year.
We are anticipating an additional 1 million road trippers taking these car trips over Thanksgiving compared to last year. So the national average could be three or less or lower by the time we get to Thanksgiving.
Israel's defense minister is making some promises in its war with Hezbollah.
In a phone call, Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz told his U.S. counterpart that Israel will continue to act decisively against Hezbollah. Katz said that Israel welcomes U.S. efforts to facilitate de-escalation.
Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Woohoo! Another girls' night out.
I'm so stressed from shopping, I couldn't find anything.
Have you tried shopping jewelry television, JTV?
I don't know. Everyone in my family is so different.
JTV has thousands of jewelry styles. Artisan, diamonds, pearls, colored gemstones, watches, even gift sets. I shop on TV and online.
New JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop jtv.com/radio.
Now can you relax?
Yes. Another round?
Yes.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Americans are wasting credit card rewards on credit card debt.
About 20% of Americans are using credit cards to earn rewards, despite having credit card debt, according to a survey from NerdWallet. But those rewards are likely getting canceled out by credit card balance interest, now at an average of more than 23%.
If you are paying interest on debt, it means within just a few months, you're spending more on interest than you'd ever be able to earn in cashback or travel rewards through your spending.
NerdWallet credit card expert Sarah Rathner says one way to eliminate credit card debt is by using a balance transfer credit card.
Allows you to move a debt from a card that charges interest to a card that has a promotional period that allows you to pay 0% APR for a long time.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
And get this, it's estimated that one half of American credit card holders carry a credit card balance from month to month. Matt Piper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy tonight, a quiet night with lows in the mid-30s. Our November sky continues on Sunday with mostly cloudy skies, comfortable though with highs in the upper 40s. More clouds again on Monday, a few showers possible in the afternoon, highs in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 42.
Keep their boyfriends warm at night. Memorial Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Thank you.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You to know I believe in your song. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
News twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. We are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
Tell me how much you miss me. When the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the poor side of town. To him, you were nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. To me, you were the greatest thing this boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. I can't blame you for trying. I'm trying to make it too. I got one little hang up, baby. I just can't make it without you. Gonna stay now. Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? With you by my side, they can't keep us down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town.
Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his mama cries. 'Cause if there's one thing she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. Well, don't you understand? The child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns. Every little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cried. Baby was too much.
Hits. WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
She knows.